Hey, this is gonna sound weird. I literally just woke up and the room feels. I kind of think somebody might have gone through my stuff.
I've listened to that clip about 20 times now. Almost as many times as I've listened to this.
I did not leave this bag here. What the fuck?
The Marlowe who woke up that morning and went straight to her recorder feels distant. You'll see. This is what happened in Skinner.
Sadie?
Morning, Glory. What? What's up?
Last night, someone was in my room.
Well, that's a first, isn't it?
What?
You were pretty sneaky about it, too, but there's a reason. Lusitania room's the best room I got. Can't see it from the office. So, how'd it go? Jesus, that bad?
No, Sadie! Someone broke in! When I woke up, my shit was all over the place, and my laptop is gone.
Shit. You call Clem yet?
I just don't know how someone could... I was there. I was right there in the room the whole time. Sorry. I have to take this. Hello?
Hi, Marlo. It's Angela.
Is there any...
Sean's home. He's with me.
Oh. Oh, thank God. That's amazing. Is he... Can I talk to him?
I think he'd rather not.
What? Is he okay?
He's... fine. But he said he doesn't want you to keep trying to reach him. I think he needs some space for a while.
But are you sure everything's... He isn't hurt?
I wanted to let you know that he's safe. But please don't call back. Goodbye, Marlo.
So he's okay?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, but I'm worried someone got to him.
No question.
I'm not sure if you should be here anymore.
Don't be stupid.
We're here for you, Marlo.
That's really sweet, y'all, but if something happened...
We should all take extra precautions. If anyone shared any real information about yourself anywhere associated with this, now's the time to wipe it.
It might be a little late for that.
No, Kelvin's right. Did I tell you my laptop got stolen while I was asleep?
Are you serious?
You were logged in, right?
I think so.
Wait, so... You weren't the one who posted that clip?
Clip? What clip?
It's in the podcast feed. It dropped overnight.
You sent it to the email list and everything. Or I guess maybe you didn't, but someone...
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I gotta...
Yeah, you should listen to that.
And the more I think about it, the more it just seems like this whole thing is just a sick perversion because people got scared. Like... Something went wrong, and they thought they must have caused it, because, of course, nothing happens that isn't specifically our fault. And over the years, you know, people got more and more superstitious, and then it became doctrine, and now that same coven is driving some poor guy in New York crazy. And for what? And if any of them ever knew that I think that I've done that, they'll hate me.
Fuck. Fuck, Susan's gonna be pissed. Susan, I... Oh. Are you okay?
When Susan finally opened the door, her eyes were swollen and red.
You have to ask?
Can I come in?
I'd rather you not. Oh my god. I don't even know what to say to you.
You saw the feed. Look, Susan, I didn't...
I saw it. Yeah. After I got a call from my uncle in New York screaming at me.
Shit. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Listen, someone broke into my room. They stole my laptop. They must have posted that. You know I wouldn't have.
You told me you were going to delete it.
I was. I just hadn't gotten around to it.
You haven't even taken it down.
I was going to, but by the time I realized it was there, it had gotten so many downloads.
So many downloads? Of course you care about how many downloads it got.
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, congratulations, Marlo Verne. Investigative journalist, you have exposed the juicy secrets of Susan Wilde's creepy religion and tragic family history, and now broken the story of her betraying everyone who raised her. I'm sure that'll be awesome for your career.
Whoa, hey, I didn't post it. It's not my fault someone came in my room while I was sleeping, which, by the way, really fucking scary for me. Listen, Susan, I can take it down if you want, and we'll find a way to fix this together. If you want to help me, you can write some of the narration.
No. I can't believe I ever let you do this. I can't believe I thought things might be different this time.
What's that supposed to mean?
Have you ever cared about anyone as a person? Like as a real human being with feelings, or is everyone just a story that you can figure out with fun secrets you can collect? The more exotic, the better.
What? No, that's not...
It's like a game to you. You know, a sick game that you play with other people's lives.
Susan, that's not how I think of you. That's never been how I think of you.
Then why publish that interview from your portfolio?
What?
Ghosts and Guesses, The Mysteries of the Wild Manor, a multimedia experience? The one that you told me would only be seen by one or two professors?
My J-School project? What?
The first time you said I could trust you.
Wait, but you know like 20 people actually ended up listening to that. And half of them were related to me. I had no idea you even cared about that.
I broke up with you! How much clearer does that get?
You... That's why you left? Because of my senior project?
You cared more about getting noticed than you cared about... some of the most sacred personal things I'd ever shared with you.
Okay, that's not fair.
No?
We could have, like, talked about it. You just ghosted, and you didn't even care enough to send one text or return one call. And it's not like you shared so much with me when we were together. You never wanted to bring me to your hometown or, you know, tell me about your magic cult or anything.
I should have kept it that way.
I guess I thought you wanted to do this with me. Find answers with me.
I thought I did too. Until it ruined my life.
All right, I don't know about ruining your life.
No, you don't know. It's not your life. You know what? Fuck you, Marlo. I have to go try to deal with this. If that's even possible.
Susan!
Leave my dad's car keys in the mailbox.
You want to know the stupid part, Whispers? I can't even remember what I asked her in that interview that apparently got us where we are now. There's that bit I put in the podcast way back at the beginning, but... all the recordings are on my laptop, and that's... So I've just been trying to remember. My J-School senior portfolio needed an interview component, and I put off finding a subject until it was way too late to get anyone except my girlfriend. Afterward, I thought it'd be a pretty cool thing to publish. But, yeah, I guess I never asked. After standing there outside her door for, I don't even know how long, honestly, I started the long walk back to town.
Ah! Shit. Well, just about made it. Jesus Christ. Downtown's just around the corner. Come on.
A huge tree stretched horizontally across the road. Its branches crumpled into the forest on the far side. I looked up at its massive roots clawing at the sky. I'd need to go around.
Well, fine. We didn't love these shoes anyway. Okay. Okay. What?
At my feet, partly covered by leaves and branches, was a black trash bag. It looked chewed open, and through the holes I could make out bones. Big bones, easily the size of my forearm. And they were partially burned.
They're not human.
You sure?
That was some kind of animal. Still weird, though. Especially those burn marks. You think your buddies over at that compound have something to do with this?
Susan and I had given Clem the footage of Philippa's, I guess you could call it a confession? Per usual, she wasn't exactly keeping me in the loop about how the investigation was progressing. But I did notice a pair of headphones on her desk that hadn't been there the last time I was at the station.
I mean, they said animal sacrifices aren't really a thing anymore, but I'm also getting the feeling that there's a lot I still don't know.
With age comes wisdom, Nancy Drew.
Are you saying I'm old?
You sure look a lot less fresh-faced than the kid I spotted trudging along South Loop a couple months ago.
It's been a hard day.
Yeah, I get that. Wes gets back on island tomorrow, and I'll put him on laptop recovery duty, and I'll look into the bones. Not illegal, but definitely weird. You staying out at the Wild House tonight?
No.
Huh. Okay. In that case, let me offer you a little extra protection for the Lusitania room.
You just have a drawer full of padlocks?
Till pretty recently, this drawer solved most of our problems out here.
Till I came along?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. Need to lift back over to Sadie's?
No, I think I'll walk. Thanks.
Well, you have changed.
I didn't really know what to do with myself. Rex was busy doing magister things. Greg's phone kept going straight to voicemail, and Susan. The sun was starting to set. I kept thinking of that interview, and all the other recordings I'd gotten of Susan, like the one that drew me to the marina my first night on Skinner. And without really thinking, I found myself there again.
Whispers, I've never seen clouds moving quite like that. It's beautiful, but eerie. They're sort of swirling and forming and reforming shapes and so red that, whoa! I just saw a flash of green. Right as the sun hit the horizon.
Red sky at night, sailor's delight. They wrote that about Skinner, you know.
I looked up to find Horace Snell approaching with an armful of groceries.
Really?
Nah. Not looking to take another swim, are we? I dragged you out once. Won't hesitate to do it again.
Don't worry. I won't be one of the beasties swimming around tonight.
Now, what has you sitting on the dock by yourself the day before the new year? I'd think you'd be with those friends of yours.
Yeah, that's not really an option at the moment. You might have heard the latest update of the podcast.
Nah, I don't have any of that iTunes stuff. Just my old radio. But I have to admit the coven's all in a tizzy over it one way or another.
Yeah.
I've been here quite a few years, but I don't dig too deep into politics of everything.
Yeah? Seems pretty hard to avoid.
Yeah, Not when you remember that Oromana is first and foremost a personal journey. Well, at least as far as I'm concerned.
I guess I don't really know too much about that part of it.
Well, if you want the opinion of a so-called convert who prefers to spend his time alone in his house on the water, Oromana isn't about ceremonies or rules or maintaining the perfect balance of good and bad. Oh, not really. Oromana is connection. There's a current to everything. Sometimes just being a part of that is enough. So, I don't know. That's what I'd add to this whole podcast story, but I guess it's your story, not mine.
Well, no, it's not my story. I'm just trying to tell it. That's different.
You know, I was also drawn here by curiosity. I was working on a fishing boat that came through. There's something special in these waters, in the breeze off the shore. I wanted to explore it, find answers, find more. In that way, I see a familiar Oromana spirit in you.
Did you find the answers you were looking for?
In a sense, there is a mystery here. Probably more so than other places. But, well, the Oromana connect to an energy. But we don't know entirely what it is. We know what we feel. The same way I know that somewhere out there the merfolk swim free. I believe in it, yes, with all my heart. But at the same time, part of it is still a mystery. And I've made my peace with that. Come on.
What?
I'll share my own New Year tradition with you. Well, come over to the side. Yeah, that's it.
You're not going to sacrifice me to the mermaids, are you?
No, no. Yeah? No. Yeah, that's what this is for. Well, hold out your hands.
Marbles?
The shiniest I could find at Lori's. He always keeps an eye out for me.
What do I do with them?
Every New Year's Eve, I make my own little offering to the sea. Most creatures in the ocean are attracted to shiny things. I figure they might enjoy these. And they always return them eventually. If not to me, then to someone else.
What do you mean?
You never picked up sea glass? Well, marbles have a way of turning back up after their journey, but they never come back the same. Part of the beauty in it. So, the tradition. You hold them up one at a time. You close your eyes and then, well, essentially, make a wish. Then you drop it into the sea.
Is this an Oromana thing?
It's from my mother. But it fits. And now, Ms. Verne, my other New Year's tradition is to tuck in early. Anything I can send you away with?
No. But thanks, Horace.
I've always liked learning about other people's traditions. And I always try to keep an open mind to them. Ghosts? Sure, maybe. An afterlife? Why not? It always seemed exciting to believe in something. But also, our universe is so impossibly big and we're so infinitesimally small that deciding what to believe seemed scary. It was easier to just take my recorder along and learn what other people believe. Anyways, there are a tiny handful of things I do hold to be true, and one of them is that you should never, under any circumstances, be alone on New Year's Eve. Maybe it stems back to being a kid and trying so hard to stay awake to be with my mom, but I'm almost afraid of that moment when the clock ticks over and everything starts again. And what you had is gone forever. I don't know. But that's why, around 11:30 on New Year's Eve, I picked up my old nemesis, the White Whale, from the Skinner Transit Authority, and went pedaling around town looking for any place that was open. To my surprise, the place with the most lights on was the Landslide Cafe.
Hey, Lou, can we change the fucking music?
No! Marlo Vern? I wasn't even sure you were still on the island.
Where else would I be?
Thanks for letting me know I was so replaceable. I hope you end up alone. Were you saying something?
No, nothing. I wasn't expecting the Landslide to be open this late.
We usually do New Year's down at the Keel Hall, but the Fisher thing on Harbor really fucked up the electrics. The heat's been out all week down there, and now so are the lights. I guess Lance Skinner was supposed to check it out this weekend, but he never showed. Figures. I moved the party up here.
Well, it was, nice of you to open the place up.
I mean, who was gonna stop me, right? My inheritor cultist boss in New York City?
I take it you've been listening to the podcast, then.
Tanner and I opened up those boxes together. We both wanted to know what was in there. He was just the one with the Reddit account. Do you think the police will ever get a hold of that Tumnus guy who ordered the hit on him?
I don't know. No. Not really.
Yeah. Me either. But hey! To Tanner, right?
To Tanner.
Yeah.
You seem happy.
Happy? I don't know about happy, but I mean, magic is real, you know? Magic is real, and it's here on Skinner.
It's also caused a lot of hurt here.
But that wasn't the magic's fault. You know, like guns don't kill people, you know? Like rich assholes who think they're more important than the rest of us kill people. I have to thank you. You've done a lot for me. I used to feel like my whole life was going to be behind this stupid counter. Now, maybe I could be a part of something so much bigger.
Part of Aramana, you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Hey!
I mean, if I could learn how to channel against that Tumnus guy... 2022, here I come.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You in there?
Hey. Can I come in?
Sure.
So, what are we drinking? May I? It doesn't help, you know.
Not what my parents say.
I mean, you can try, but it'll never be enough. That feeling won't go away. You think maybe after one more... maybe two more, but every drink just makes it worse. It did for me anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been where you're going. it doesn't get you what you want.
What's that?
Control.
That's not what I want.
It's what I wanted, deep down.
Well, I'm not you.
You think you want, what, to feel numb? To forget?
Something like that.
Bullshit. I'm sorry. It is.
Your whole life you've pushed through worse. You've worked so hard to be better than what you grew up in. And after all that, this is where you give up? This is what breaks you?
Yeah, I get it.
No, I do. You think I don't know what it feels like? To have the losing hand? To feel like I'm nobody and always will be, no matter how hard I try, day after day after day? To feel like the only control I'll ever have over my life is to end it? Yeah, I get it. You know what I think? I think you're exactly like me. I think your whole life, you've been trying to prove you're not doomed the way your family was. That you're in control of how things turn out. And you just found out that you're not. And that's fucking terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
But hey, for the first time in your life, you know what you can do to change it. I took over Catalyst.
Huh? Good for you.
Well, could be good for us, if you want.
Good for us, then.
Dude, you don't get it. It's not just a... Look, everything you told me you wanted to do for the town, I want that too. And now I have resources.
Resources?
Unlimited resources. I want to revitalize this place, not transform it. But I would do a whole lot better job if you were there to help. Look, if you want to drink yourself to death, I'm not going to stop you. But this place needs you, and I'd rather see you give it all the things you told me about. So think about it, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you recording this?
What? Oh.
No, it's cool. Can I borrow the recorder?
New Year's Day in Skinner was damp. Looking out the window, I thought I might have seen lightning far away. Or it could have just been some headlights reflecting in the trees.
Okay, what do we got?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Dude, there hasn't been a clue in like weeks.
Seems like the whole investigation is pretty much happening on the island now.
I mean, Harness Fate is running a store.
But they keep having problems shipping internationally.
You're trying to buy merch from Aramana?
It's cool!
Okay. Okay, what about Jasper Cook? Any leads on him?
Zilch.
So what do we think Nash meant by behind the ghosts?
We're kind of out of ideas, Marlowe.
Did you ever talk to Mateo again? Did he, like, get out of the hospital?
No idea. I sent him a few messages, but he never responded.
Are you at Susan's? Maybe she could ask her New York people what happened with him?
Susan's pretty upset about that clip that got leaked. I'm giving her some space. Okay, but at the landslide, Lou said Lance Skinner was supposed to show up and fix something. But never did.
Oh, really?
Oh, another disappearance.
Maybe.
So that's, what, 10 disappearances now?
If we count everything on the coast?
2 more than the Winter of Terror. What does that even mean?
Okay, is there anything significant about the number 10? Like, is it the key to an encryption?
Pretty sure we tried that. Marlo, what are you researching there?
Well, what if I go back to the gas station where we saw Greg's aunt? Maureen Skinner? Maybe she knows something about this Lance guy.
Sure. Maybe.
Okay. I'm gonna do it. I'll report back, Whispers.
Yep, sounds good.
In retrospect, I did appreciate the humor in my first ride on the White Whale. squeaking up to the Wild Mansion while balancing a bottle of medium cheap wine and a soaking baguette. Maybe someday I'll feel that way about pedaling up to a gas station on that monstrosity. At the time, it mostly just felt pathetic.
Hi, Miss Skinner?
What?
You're Maureen Skinner, right?
Why are you...
I was just hoping I could ask you a few questions.
Are you... Who are you with? No, I know my rights.
No. I'm Marlo. I'm a friend of Greg's.
Oh. You're that podcast girl.
Yeah, I'm making a... Yeah.
Then you can get the fuck out.
I'm sorry?
Have to go to the mainland to buy booze? Couple people already laughed at me about that one.
Huh? Oh, wait, was that in...
Judgmental little shit.
Oh, well, I don't think Greg necessarily meant anyone specifically. He was just...
Or tell you put me in there, too.
Well, it wasn't really a... No, look, I'm here to help. I heard that Lance Skinner might have gone missing. Is he your son, nephew, brother?
You want to help? Leave us alone.
Do you know where he is?
Not a damn clue, and if I did, that's none of your business.
Well, when was the last time you saw him?
If you're not gonna buy something, you can get out.
I'm sorry, I...
Get the fuck out.
So, yeah. That went nowhere. I didn't know where to go but back to the Lusitania room. And once I was there, I didn't know what to do besides staring at my phone and staring at the faded, cracking life preserver mounted on the wall. It was already dark when...
Who is it?
It's me. Can I come in?
Oh, yeah. Just give me one sec. Sorry, everything's kind of all over the place. Do you want to sit right here?
Don't worry about it. I have something for you, for the podcast.
You do?
Yeah. I taped, well, you should listen to it. And include it in the next episode.
Thank you. What is it?
It's the necessary conclusion of the danger Susan put us all in.
You mean The Conjuring?
Yes. I think it's important that we let people know the full truth this time. The reasons why she had to face the consequences. We can't let Susan become another dangerous mystery.
You didn't... What consequences?
Reculement.
What? Oh my god. Rex, I can't put that in the podcast. This already hurt her too much.
Just listen to it?
I don't think I want to.
Hey, you know you're doing something really important. Something that's never been done within the history of Oromana. I know that story isn't always pretty, but it is worth it.
I don't know.
This is the story. You're telling an important truth. You can't stop now, right?
I'll listen to it.
Testing? Testing, 1, 2?
I think the red light means it's on.
Oh, yeah. I think so. 1:45. How's everyone doing?
Still freezing our asses off in this yurt.
Just like old times, right? You know my theory. Vertumnus could have finished Catalyst whenever he wanted. He was just so horrified to find a convert magister and all of us out here that he decided to sit on his ass for 2 years instead. I bet he killed Tanner just to fuck with us.
Oh, come on. Like, he's that smart.
Dude's way too inbred to think that hard.
It is just a tiny bit fucked that we're doing this out here when we could do it in there.
That's not how I want to inaugurate Catalyst.
But the balance...
Today is just a loss.
Don't have to look so grim, dude. I'd do it myself if you let me.
Yeah, no shit you would.
Guys, please.
What, are you going to put this in the podcast?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
This is not a joke. Today is a terrible day. Not for some of you, I get that, but for me, yes. Absolutely. And regardless of how you feel about it, I expect you to show decorum. These last few months, you've all worked yourselves to the bone getting ready for the alignment. And why? Because you knew that together we could show the Inherited what a sterling example a truly integrated coven could set. And yeah, after all that, they're not coming. The alignment isn't going to be what we imagined. But guess what? They're listening to us. Right now. The Inherited are probably tuning in by the thousands. So what impression are we going to leave them with? Are we going to stand around and make jokes? Reinforce their assumptions that we're Oromana in name only? Cringy? Radical? No, we're going to show them something far more radical and far more rare. We are going to live in accordance with our stated values. And no, it won't fix everything. There are some hard conversations I'm going to need to have about the part this coven played in protecting Vertumnus from the consequences of his actions. But it's a start. Everyone will be here soon. Is everything ready?
Listen, I can triple check.
Today's going to really hurt. But I'm hopeful it'll light the way forward. For all of us. I love you guys. I don't say that enough.
I wish you'd let me stay.
You shouldn't miss your shift, Jen. The sea's been rough lately. They'll need you aboard. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, then.
We'll be inside if you need us.
Rex! Thank you so much for meeting up. I can explain everything.
Thanks for coming out here, Susan. We talked about doing this at Catalyst, but...
Doing... What? Are you recording this?
The last few months have taught me anything. It's the necessity of record keeping. Will you come in?
I don't know if I...
Please. This won't take long. And if you don't mind sitting right, Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being with us today on such short notice. We haven't held one of these ceremonies in, well, almost a century. So this is as new to me as it is to all of you. Bear with me. Susan Migdalia Siomara Wild, you have come before your coven today. Well, I'd say accused of conjuring, but since you admitted to it yourself, we all agreed that there's no need for a formal investigation.
What did you... Someone found and leaked a private conversation I had with a friend yesterday, and you somehow all got together and decided...
We know an emergency when we see one. I'm so sorry, kiddo.
Sorry.
We left you alone in that big house and kept telling you how special you were. We never thought about what it might be doing to you.
You weren't alone, of course. When Nash said he wanted to move down to that house, I thought it was sweet of him to want to look after his cousin. Well, the next thing I know, he's in the hospital and you're-
If you don't mind, Willa.
Go ahead, Magister.
I spoke to all the Elder Covens early this morning. We agreed that the only recourse for addressing the existence of a knowing, willing, and extraordinarily powerful conjurer is reculement.
Rex.
As of today, January 1st, 2022, you, Susan Wild, are no longer considered Oromana. We hope this stands as...
Rex, please. I haven't hurt anyone. I would never hurt...
I'm sorry. I really am. We hope this ceremony will stand as a firm enough rebuke, but as I'm sure you understand, your expulsion from the coven means it will no longer be taboo to channel against you. As your former magister, I'll be checking up on you periodically, and while we certainly don't wish you harm, if you are caught conjuring again, we'll have no choice but to correct the balance on your behalf.
We don't need balance, that's what I've been trying to... I've been reading our history and I've been looking through
It's time for the sinking of the weights.
Because you decided your family name meant you didn't have to follow the rules.
Because you put our coven in danger.
Because you did it on a whim.
Because you put Skinner in danger.
Because you said it felt easy.
Because you have more power in your little finger than I can even imagine.
Because we promised Alistair we'd take care of you, no matter the cost.
Because I loved your parents. And because I failed them.
Should I?
Rex.
Oh. For the protection of all.
Sasheth Rabatu Vitirath.
I want you to know that I'm not including that audio because I want to hurt Susan or share any more of her secrets. And I'm not including the audio Greg recorded on New Year's morning to hurt him. And I'm definitely not doing it because I believe this story is bigger than all of us. I let myself think that for a long time. But it's a cop-out. It always has been. I'm doing it to take responsibility. Greg, Susan, I don't know if you'll ever listen to this, but I'm so sorry. I tried to tell the story of Skinner, a place I know you both love more than anything, and instead, I took that away from you. When I came across Mateo's post about Heart Island, I was unemployed and lonely and losing days on end just scrolling, clicking around Reddit, looking for something that would eat up the time. And then suddenly, for the first time in months, I felt like I was awake. And all the risky, stupid shit I've done, and I know there's been a lot of it, I've done to stay awake. Now I can't stay asleep. The night terror you all heard a few episodes ago? That wasn't the only one. Not even close. And I don't think there was only one for Greg either. Ever since we watched Jim, whatever his name really is, choke to death at the end of that rope. But... I still can't get that out of my head. Or the taste of salt water as I thought I was going to die in that cave, or... It seemed all right to put myself into danger. Brave, even. Cool. I'm a professional. I could edit out the moments when I'm crying in the shower and just narrate what was happening to other people. Like they were all just characters. Like this was all just a story. Like stories can't be dangerous. Fuck. I think maybe it's time for me to go home. So, that's it. There's a ferry tomorrow morning back to the mainland. And I'm sorry to disappoint all of you. I'm sorry I got you all into this. I'm just really sorry. I'm Marlo Verne. And this was What Happened in...